Tech stocks stumbled in Asia on Tuesday after mixed messages from Washington on trade had sparked a sell-off in the US. Wall Street was shaken on reports the Trump White House was planning to limit Chinese investment in American tech. But market jitters were made worse when Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that restrictions would not be limited to China.
Turkey's newly re-elected president, Tayyip Erdogan, faces a looming problem. He's loved by millions of working-class Turks for delivering years of high economic growth. Their support delivered victory in an election that granted Erdogan sweeping new powers. Now he has to show he can use those powers to stop the downward tumble of Turkey's economy. The Turkish lira has lost almost a fifth of its value against the dollar this year. And last year, employment hit a record. It now sits at just over 10%.
This is the national anthem of Asgardia. Humankind's first space nation. Its backers, or citizens, met this week in Vienna to inaugurate their first leader. Founder Igor...
Front and center this morning, side hustles. A new report says a lot of us have those side hustles. The gig economy is producing a lot of extra jobs, even when some people have full-time work. Amanda Dixon is here today, financial products writer at Bankrate.com. Amanda, welcome back to the opening bell.
Thank you so much.
So what is the survey? What's the headline from this research?
What we found is that nearly 4 in 10 Americans, or about 37% of people, say that they have a side hustle. Millennials are more likely than any other group to say that. Men are a bit more likely than women to have a side hustle. And Republicans are a bit more likely than Democrats to have a side hustle.
And the definition of side hustle is formally what?
We asked people, other than your main source of income, do you earn extra money on the side? And so people could respond, yes, you know, this is how often I make extra money because I freelance or because I'm in a contract position. So people could answer based on their own interpretation.
And so a lot of folks, even though they have a main source of income, likely a full-time job in some cases, they're out doing all kinds of side jobs. Is any idea what are the main ones, what people are mainly doing?
Yes. Surprisingly, the most popular side jobs are related to home repair and landscaping, online sales, crafts, and childcare. So not Uber, not Lyft, not anything like that.
Mm-hmm. The Republican versus Democrat part of that is interesting. Repeat that for us.
Right. So what we found is that although most Democrats and Republicans, you know, are using extra money that they earn on the side as disposable income, Republicans are slightly more likely to have a side hustle, and they're slightly more likely to use that extra money that they're earning to pay for everyday expenses.
I wonder what the reason is behind that.
I would say that, you know, while wealthy individuals tend to gravitate towards the GOP, the party has been increasingly appealing to people who are struggling with their personal finances, so that could explain it. You know, that could also explain why Republicans currently control both houses of Congress and the White House. But we'll see how things shake up whether they shake up come midterm elections.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe, especially, I don't know if there's a demographic or geographic part of that, too, whether it's folks who live in smaller areas that just have to do side hustles. Like, for instance, if you're a small business owner, like a contractor or a builder or something, perhaps you can do that kind of work on the side as well.
Right, that's a good question. What we found is that in terms of regions, people in the West, compared to people in the West and the South, people in the Midwest and the Northeast are less likely to say that they work a side hustle every week. So that was a little bit surprising to me.
Amanda Dixon is here, financial products writer at Bankrate.com. We're talking about side hustles. 37% of us have some hustle on the side. Amanda, I'm curious to ask about more about this survey. And first, about how gender is involved. Is it different for men and women? What did your study find there?
What we found is that men say that they earn nearly 3 times more than what women earn from side hustles. And so on average, men say they earn about $989 per month from their side gigs before taxes, and women earn about $361 per month.
Mm-hmm. You know, and all of this, and I know we've talked to you folks at Bankrate before about this, but in a time when people are not saving money, when it seems that they're not really handling their finances very well, this has to be a positive spot in that discussion, isn't it?
Absolutely, because the good news is that most people who have side hustles, according to our study, have a side gig because they're just looking for extra money to spend. And fewer people, so about 38% of people, say that they have a side hustle because they need help paying for everyday living expenses. So that's something positive you can take away from the study.
So if somebody's listening this morning thinking, hey, you know, maybe I'll get a side hustle. Has the survey considered at all what are the best ones to have? I know you talked about Uber before, but what are the other ideas for people to get out there and get a side hustle?
Well, I would say because from our data, it shows that men are more likely to make more money from side hustles, and the most popular side job for men are jobs related to home repair and landscaping. I would say that you can conclude that that's a great option for people. So if you haven't thought about going on TaskRabbit, seeing if there are extra jobs you can pick up, there's an opportunity to earn a lot of money from that.
Yeah, you mentioned TaskRabbit there. If our listeners are not familiar with that, TaskRabbit is the place where you can go and basically sign up for all kinds of side gigs, right?
Exactly. You can do all kinds of different types of odd jobs, you know, helping up, you fixing someone's plumbing, you know, doing something on the side like that.
Let's maybe talk about a couple of ideas, other ideas. I know I have a neighbor that every once in a while I'll hear classical music coming from her apartment. And I know she's in there teaching music lessons. That seems like a pretty good side hustle.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Also, if you have things that you can sell on eBay, for example, you know, maybe sell on Etsy. There are so many different options for people. So that's the good news. You don't have to think too hard to come up with a way to make extra money on the side.
Are there any pitfalls to doing these side hustles?
That's a great question. I would say the hardest part is if you are becoming a gig economy worker, you will have to take some extra steps in some cases in order to manage your personal finances. For example, if you just work a part-time job and then you have a side hustle, it might be difficult for you to save for retirement. You won't have that automatic access to a 401k, so you'll have to go out of your way to open an IRA, for example. So things like that, where you're going to have to work hard a little bit harder to make sure that you're in a good financial place.
Right. And then the other part of this, having been a side hustler myself at one point, taxes. Make sure you really keep track of that for taxes.
Absolutely. So a lot of people have to make sure that they're paying estimated taxes 4 times a year, and that can get a little complicated and be a bit of a hassle for some people.
Amanda, thank you for the information. Thanks for being with us this morning here in the Opening Bell.
No problem. Thank you.
Amanda Dixon, financial products writer at Bankrate.com, side hustling with us this morning to talk a little bit about this Bankrate survey.